answers now and maybe an official statement from the Cowboys, as joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Morning, Jerry.
Good morning, man.
Well, is it true, the reports that are out, T.O.'s been released?
Well, I have an official statement to make.
All right.
Here on the Cowboys official station.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were anyway.
The Dallas Cowboys football franchise has released Terrell Owens as the official troublemaking receiver of the Dallas Cowboys football organization.
Okay.
We want to thank Terrell for his service and his team-destroying antics over the past few years, and we wish him well in his future endeavors.
Well, that sounds like the generic memo that we all get around here.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to sound negative about T.O., but the cancer is gone, and we are healthy and poised to win a Super Bowl.
I call that pretty negative.
Now, for some behind the scenes and a little background, I want to tell you this. I for quite some time, wanted to get rid of T.O., but there are several others in our organization who wanted to keep him. Jerry Jr., Steven, Rowdy, and Wade wanted to keep him. And we saw who finally won that battle.
You did.
I did. Mm-hmm. That's right. The mouthpiece, the GM, the owner extraordinaire. So I thought I'd bring on Wade here to explain why he wanted to keep him in particular.
Okay.
Wade. Wait, you can take the gag out of your mouth now. I've gotten rid of T.O. You can talk now.
Oh, thanks, Jerry. Damn, I've had that thing in for 2 months.
I know, but you lost 15 pounds, so that was good.
Yeah. Hard to eat like that. You know, we're losing a real pain in the ass, but I'm losing my fishing buddy, Jerry. That's my fishing buddy, T.O.
God.
He can catch a bass now, and he can catch football, too, Jerry.
Catch a football?
Yeah.
He has dropped just about everything we threw to him the past couple of years. You must not watch our games.
Well, you're right about that, Jerry. I don't watch our games.
Oh, my God.
Hey, who are we playing this Sunday?
Damn it, Wade. It's the off season.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
I done run off, T.O., and I'll run you off, too. I want you to put down your fishing pole and put that gag back in your mouth. And get back in that coach's office and figure out how to improve this defense.
All right, Jerry, I'll do whatever you say.
All right, lay off them hamburgers. Okay, good.
Oh,
you
gosh.
Put the gag back in. Good. All right.
Well, that was a treat getting to hear from Wade.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Oh, who's what? That, Ja?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Why wouldn't it? What do you mean, welcome back?
I want to say also that the Dallas Cowboys, this organization,
uh-huh.
we're also positive for and to and with as we move forward in this.
Hey, Jerry.
Yes.
Can I interrupt you real quick? Because
I was in the middle of a great statement.
Well, I'm sorry, but we just have another call in here. There's someone else who wants to weigh in on this whole T.O. thing. It's former Cowboys coach Bill Parcells.
Oh, God.
Good morning.
Morning to you guys and Jerry. You know, there's no gag order on me, so I can talk about this T.O. thing.
All right, well, go ahead, Coach.
You know, this guy, he's the fits, okay?
Uh-huh.
He's trouble, and I knew that. And look, you want to know how tough it was to coach this guy?
Sure.
That the player?
Uh-huh.
After we lost to the Lions, okay, the last game of my last season, okay?
Uh-huh.
I went up to the player in the locker room, and I said, "You gotta play better, okay?
Okay.
You gotta hold on to the ball, kind of like a boxer would, you know."
You following this, Jerry?
Barely.
and you know what the player did? He laughed, and he turned around, and he pulled down his pants. Okay.
Okay.
And he ripped a big fart in my face.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I turned around, and I unbuckled my size 52 waist coach pants.
Okay? I vomit.
And I, you know what I did? I fired right back at him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
And it got ugly from there. It wasn't conducive to winning, okay?
Okay.
And I never wanted him on that team, okay?
Jerry, the hell you didn't. That is a lie. The hell you didn't. I ain't taking it in the glory hole on this one.
You wanted him, not me, Jerry.
You approved of that 110%, you lying tuna.
That's not true. I'm not going to get into this. I got to go. We're talking to T.O.'s agent here in Miami today about signing the son of a bitch. So I got to go.
Okay, see you later, Bill Parcells.
Go to hell, Parcells.
Jerry, wait.
Good morning to you, John.
Oh, gosh. Well, there goes Jerry Jones.
He calls you Ja?
I guess so. He does now. So there's kind of an official announcement there from the fake Jerry anyway. All right, it's 8:46 here on Sports Radio 1310.